This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown. Don't fence me in. Proposals for a 5-day work week with an 8-hour day are generating broad support in 1926. Industrialist Henry Ford is convinced after crunching the numbers that a 10-hour day in face of increased productivity would actually be detrimental to the American economy. Too much production and not enough waking hours for its consumption. The president of the American Federation of Labor, William Green, agrees with Henry on the result, though not necessarily on the reasoning. Mr. Green is also a proponent of the 8-hour day. His philosophy, though, aligns itself more closely with the bookstore clerk on the porch of Mrs. Sullivan's boarding house. An 8-hour, 5-day work schedule would allow more time for workers to replenish their depleted reserves in an increasingly mechanized, some would say monotonous, labor environment. It's here, of course, that the two philosophies begin to diverge. Henry Ford believes that a high level of discretionary consumption completes a process. It encourages industries to develop new products, models, and technologies, which consumers would then be induced to buy. As it continues to function, this cycle expands. More products from more new industries with more discretionary spending attracted to sustain them. Obviously, under these conditions, technology would be capable of making quantum leaps in short periods of time. There would be great incentive to develop cutting-edge product improvements. But even altering a product's packaging or its design might be rewarded in the marketplace, regardless of whether such changes actually improve the product's performance. Over time, the meaning of need and necessity would undergo constant revision. What seemed impossible to one generation might seem indispensable to the next. Technological innovation and market performance would become the measure of almost every area of human activity. There is something intrinsically American about the pursuit of happiness and about providing vast stretches of possibility to pursue it in. Imposed limits of any kind, geographic, economic, or technological, are simply alien to the American psyche. Historically, when these limits have been imposed from without, the nation has fought to transcend them. The concept of having limits imposed from within is essentially what this front porch debate is all about, and perhaps your clearest indication yet of which side will prevail. The Hometown series is made possible through a grant from the Holly and Anna Oakley Foundation of Terre Haute, Indiana. The entire Hometown Journey is now available on CD and cassette. To order your copies, call 1-800-662-3311.
Hometown with Tom Rosanowski is produced in the studios of WFIU, Bloomington, Indiana.